and had gone on to do highly commendable work in the Foreign Office. In the fall of 1891, a coveted billet in the Admiralty opened up. With some assistance from his uncle, who was then serving as both the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary, Percy won the appointment and became the senior assistant to St. Uchtred K. Shuttleworth, the Parliamentary Secretary to the Admiralty. The timing was most fortunate, as the Conservatives narrowly went down to defeat in 1892 and the Liberals came into power. Percy, by dint of his diligence and brilliance, retained his post and proved himself an invaluable aid to the powers that be, regardless of their party. His life appeared to be on a gilded trajectory, and there was talk bruited about that a position in the cabinet might some day be offered to him. "Ooh la la," cooed Mary as she read the gilt-edged notice. "We have been invited to a reception for the Secretary of the Navy of La République de France, to be held at the Langham Hotel on the 15th of September. Oh, John, darling, you have become such a famous author that we are mingling with the Blue Bloods." I smiled warmly back at her. "That is very kind of you to suggest that our invitation is a result of my stories about Sherlock, but you and I know perfectly well that your dear friend, Annie Phelps, was behind this invitation, and the reason is that she has no interest in having to go..."